Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keith. Hip-hop Arcan in for Keith today. Keith is touring the Rust Belt. I think he's making sure. He was telling me who the Guardians are playing. He's going to the Jake.
Nice.
That's how Billy says it's always referred to, right? It's not Progressive Field.
Always the Jake. Always Comiskey.
Always the Jake.
Always Qualcomm.
Always Qualcomm.
Always Enron Field.
Yes. We'll always have Enron. And so he's touring the Rust Belt, taking in a Guardians game. So hip-hop Arcan in today. So I said, what would be good for a top five Friday? I want Arcan's definitive top five favorite rappers. And I want to know what they are. I know he stayed up late doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to hear your top five favorite rappers. I'll give you mine as well. But count them down. Arcan, start at 5, go to 1.
All right. I'll start with number 5 here as I'm going first. And my number 5 top rapper is Kool G Rap. Are you familiar with him?
Well, I don't think so, but okay. Go ahead.
So he's an old school guy. He was around the time of like Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and sort of that, you know, in the 80s and early 90s, and still makes music now. And I think at that time was, to me anyway, one of the first guys that I like ever heard that rapped about stuff that I had no idea about. I mean, really, like, you know, gritty sort of street stuff, but in a way that I just had to keep listening to.
And, who is this?
Cool G Rap and DJ Polo was his DJ who did all of his beats, and really just a brilliant producer. So that was that was number 5 for me.
Okay.
Still a fan of his now.
We all know DJ Polo, so good. Keep going.
Of course. Yeah. Number 4 from the Wu-Tang Clan, the GZA, a.k.a. the Genius. From the Wu-Tang Clan is my 4th favorite rapper of all time. I love the Wu-Tang Clan, but he's my favorite. I love his voice, and I love his solo albums.
Okay, so there's a lot of disrespect to the rest of the Wu-Tang Clan. I think, although there's more spots, but the GZA in there at number 4, Kool G Rap at number 5. Who are your top 3?
Number 3, I'm going with Pusha T from Clips. They just put a new song out, and they have a new album coming out very soon with Pharrell doing all the beats there. Do you know the Neptunes broke up, by the way? Pharrell and Chad Hugo broke up.
I got to be honest, I must have missed that one.
I was very upset to hear that. Anyway, Pusha T's put out some great stuff lately. He told Kanye to go screw, and I thought I liked that too. And I've been a fan of his for a very long time. Number 2, Reggie Noble, a.k.a. Redman. My 2nd favorite rapper of all time. I don't really think I need to justify this. He's one of the all-time greats.
Keith has brought this to my attention. Redman is technically not in Wu-Tang.
He is not in Wu-Tang.
No.
He performs with Method Man a lot, but he was not and has never been in Wu-Tang.
Not like, is he like an honorary member?
I don't believe so.
No, not anything.
No.
Okay, well, I misspoke.
So Capadonna became like Wu-Tang affiliate. I don't know if he ever actually made it into the group because Old Dirty Bastard passed away, obviously. And so I don't know. I don't think they ever replaced him. Like his son did some tours with them, like ODB is one of his kids. Redman, not part of Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
But my 2nd favorite rapper, and number 1, I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z number
one. A little bit of a basic bitch number one, but just in terms of the total catalog, that's who I'm going with for number 1.
How about that? Any close cuts? So Arcan's top 5 again. Cool G, counting down 5 to 1. Cool G Rap, GZA, Pusha T, Redman, Jay-Z. Any tough omissions for you? Anybody who was difficult that you had to leave on the cutting room floor?
Yes. Elda Sensei from the Artifacts, who I love. Juju from the Beatnuts. You know I love the Beatnuts.
I was just going to say this, actually. No joke. I thought you were a big Beatnuts guy. Where are the Beatnuts?
I am a big Beatnuts guy, but like lyrically, we're just talking rappers. Like, the thing I like more about the Beatnuts is their beats.
Yeah, it makes
obviously,
sense.
Like, that's sort of what they're known for.
They're not the lyric nuts.
It's true, they're not. Yeah. So it was tough to leave them off. I like Lil Wayne a lot. You know, tough to leave him off. He's had this big long career.
Apparently the Carter 6 not so great though.
Carter 6 I heard is really bad.
I haven't listened to it yet, but apparently not great.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I'll give it a fair listen. But yeah, that's my top 5.
Here's my top 5. You ready for a real basic bitch list?
Oh yeah.
Number 5, earmuffs out there, Steph Diggs, Offset, Migos. Big fan. You don't like the Migos?
I love Migos.
Okay. This is mostly just a shot at Steph Diggs and Cardi B, but Offset.
You see that Offset shut off his social media?
No, I did not.
Yeah, there was a little back and forth with Diggs, and then Offset said, I'm shutting down my Instagram.
He shut it down.
Yeah, he went zero dark LeBron or whatever.
I missed out on one of my top 5 rappers doing that. I missed out on that. Number 4, Eminem. You an Eminem fan?
I like Eminem. I don't have him in my top 5, but I'm a fan.
I heard your top 5. Mm-hmm. I was just asking if you liked him.
I like him.
Number 3, I got Biggie. Which I know, Wiggy, we were talking about this last week at dinner, because I froze up a little bit. Alan in Nashville called in last week, longtime veteran of the music industry. Mm-hmm. He hooked Keith up with some Korn memorabilia.
Nice.
And he goes, Jones, if you got any acts out there that you really like, just let me know. I'll hook you up. And I kind of froze up Craig Breslow style when Craig Breslow got asked about his favorite musicians. What music he enjoys. I kind of froze.
You're like,
up.
Driveline.
Yeah, in the same manner. And so we were talking about this at dinner, and I asked everybody around me. They all had very quick answers. Wiggy had Notorious B.I.G. Mm-hmm. on the top of his list. Number 2, Arcan, I think you have this wrong, Jay-Z. And number 1, I have my favorite rapper of all time. You'll hear about High Noon, DMX.
All right. That's a good list.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in power there, King.
Absolutely. And I would have probably Biggie higher, but, you know, small catalog. That's sort of the problem. You know, Tupac, too. Like, everyone talks about him.
You'd have him higher. You don't even have him in your list.
I would have him, like, in the top 5, but he only had a couple out, you know? Like, that's – and he's great, obviously. But, yeah, just a short catalog, short life, unfortunately. It's the, you know, the way it is. In the
I got a list. Here's the order of my list that it's in. It goes Reggie, Tupac, and Biggie, Andre from Outkast, Jack, Corrupt.
Where's Offset? That's what I want to know.
I didn't hear Offset there. Reggie, though. Reggie Noble. That's Redman. We both have him on the list.
Ah.
Yep. A lot of crossover in that list.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of crossover.
Andre 3000's another one he said there. That's a good one for the list, but I didn't have him in.
I thought about putting either him or Big Boy from Outkast. Mm-hmm. I did not.
It's tough with the groups, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. You don't want to break them up.
Right.
You can't put Kanye on a top 5 these days.
No,
you can't. That can't be done, but I considered it. But that can't be done.
I never liked Kanye that much as a rapper.
Oh,
period.
Get out of
anyway,
my face.
As a rapper, I didn't. I loved his beats and his songs, but I didn't think he was a great rapper.
Okay.
I never thought that.
This is Hip Hop Arcan. Who had the stronger list?
Even before the Ku Klux Klan stuff.
I'm being yelled at for not knowing who Kool G Rap is. R.I.P. Jones doesn't know who Kool G Rap is. OMG Jones, this is very embarrassing for you. Jones, please don't even give your
they
list.
They probably didn't make it to Vermont. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Black Thought from the Roots, 978. Good one. I should have had him.
No joke. So, honestly, but other names on my list that I left off, Black Thought from the Roots and Wayne. Neither of us had Lil Wayne. I like him as well. So there you go. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on a top 5 Friday.
Do you think Keith's top 5 favorite rapper?
Good question.
It's probably like weird. Like
yeah. Fred Durst. you know, things like
Pitbull.
That. I would guess it's something like
no,
that.
No, it's all that rap rock combo.
Yeah.
That's just nu metal.
Yeah, no, I think he does like Redman. I feel like this has come up. I feel like this is why when I said I said Redman's in Wu-Tang, he's like, well, he's not. So
okay,
honestly,
he's right.
Honestly, I'm mocking Keith. He probably has a much stronger list than I would.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.